More and more people are coming to the Homeland Security Department's Science and Technology Directorate Cybersecurity Showcase. Interest in cyber is growing, and the S&T Cybersecurity Division is seeing some success. It transitioned more than 75 research projects into real-world practice. Doug Maughan is the director of the Cybersecurity Division. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how the Cyber Showcase has evolved.
So I think we're seeing a lot of new people as cybersecurity becomes more and more important and more interesting to people. They're looking at the showcase as a good way to get smart. The program continues to grow, and so last year we had 2 tracks for 2 days. This year we have 3 tracks for 2 days. So we're continuing to grow the program, and seeing a lot more interest. Certainly cybersecurity is important from the administration's perspective, so seeing international partnerships and those participants as well. So we're pretty excited about, in general, and new work areas that we're doing also.
Yeah, so you talked about your priorities earlier this morning and then also kind of gave us an update, a report card almost on how you've been doing. And, the one big takeaway I heard is that the transitions have been really important to your office. And I was wondering if you could tell us, in general, what that means and how that's been going. And maybe from there we can get into maybe a specific example.
Sure. So I think from our side, so transition is what we build everything around. If we're funding research, the goal is to transition it, commercialize it, not wanting research to just be funded and put on a shelf. We've built our program around that so that when we fund research, we fund the transition as well. So it's part of the project. And then, we make sure we have customers who are going to be consumers of the technology. The list that was presented as part of the presentation today included several. I'll highlight a couple. One is what is called automotive forensics. So we have a small company. Cars are used in over 80% of the crimes committed. The car today is a computer on wheels, collects all kinds of data. Our law enforcement partners need to be able to extract data off of those automobiles. So we've funded a company to create a tool that's now being sold through law enforcement channels to over 15 countries, and it can handle over 6,700 car models and pull data off of those. So small company, commercial transition, even though it's not commercially available, but we've got customers globally, and it's helping an important mission, not only for DHS, but for the law enforcement community. So.
And you spoke a little bit about the work that you're doing to build more international partners. It's a priority of the administration, I believe, in its new cyber security executive order. So who have you been talking to and what have you been talking about and, where do you see that progressing?
So the executive order does talk about international participation in the world of cybersecurity. Everybody has a cybersecurity problem, and so we're trying to work not only on the operational side, but in the R&D side. We have published a broad agency announcement to explain how we're going to do this. It came about because in talking to our international partners, they wanted to work with us. In the past, they have, but their money has been spent with U.S. researchers. They wanted their money spent with researchers in their country. So we worked with our lawyers and our contracting folks to build a process that allows us to now do that with our international partners. We have launched our first call with the Netherlands, and specifically in 2 areas, looking at the security of industrial control systems and defense on distributed denial of service attacks as it applies to the domain name system. The idea is teams have to be at least one U.S. and one Dutch participant. They can be universities, companies, national labs from our side. For them, it's a university or a company. They don't have any labs, but then they do a joint proposal. We do reviews. We make decisions. We move forward contract, and then it's a joint project from then on.
And I think when we last spoke, Doug, the Silicon Valley office out of DHS was still pretty young. I think maybe only a couple months old. Now, almost a year later, what are you seeing from that office and, how is it evolving and growing?
So the Silicon Valley office is really a lot of fun. And as you said, it was 2 months old. what we've learned is the startup companies don't actually know what DHS does. So we have three phases that we focus on. The first is an education phase, helping the startup community, and it's not just in Silicon Valley. We call it the Silicon Valley Innovation Program. That's notional. It's global. We're going around the country and going around the world explaining to people how we're funding startups. The idea is, after we do some education, we are then funding startup companies, four phases, maximum 6 months, maximum 200K. So if you think about where we are in the niche, we are post-incubator accelerator, so they're mature enough that they're not going to go out of business, but pre-venture capital A round, so they're not so far down the path that they won't make changes. And so we're in that niche and funding, you know, $800,000 for a startup company over a two-year period of time is a pretty good chunk of change, right? The phases, we can walk away at each phase. The company can walk away if they decide it's not in their best interest. We have some really innovative things we're doing in our review process. We're doing either an in-person or a WebEx review. 15 minutes for the company. We get 15 minutes to ask them questions, and then we make a decision that day as to whether we will fund the company or not. So that saves us a lot of time. We're also using other transaction authority to do another transaction contract with the company. We're averaging about 30 days for those contracts. We've done our fastest has been 10 days. But again, that's a very innovative thing in government that's not been used and done before, and very different than what the government typically does. We have a number of topics. We've been working with our components. So we had four topics with the Customs and Border Protection folks. Canine wearables, drones, big data analytics, and passenger processing. We're seeing a lot of interest there. We've done a topic with the finance sector. We just released a topic with our first responders. We have upcoming topics with TSA, with the Coast Guard, with the Secret Service over the next 9 months. We have, to date, received over 140 applications, and we have awarded 20 contracts. And we are just getting into phase two and phase three projects where they're doing pilots with our operational components. And so we're seeing some real value to folks like the Customs and Border Protection, where in the past they've never worked with startup companies. They've never really had access to innovative companies like that. We're providing that and giving them some new technologies that they wouldn't have naturally had.